today will be talking about LGBTQ rights and issues. Many people know what LGBTQ means and who is part of the community, but what a lot of people don't know is the discrimination we face by others and by our own community. Now, many people don't know this, but more than 1 out of 3 LGBTQ Americans have faced discrimination, including more than 3 out of 5 transgender Americans. This discrimination affects our mental and economic well-being. People who are non-binary or gender non-conforming face discrimination by our own community too. Many cis people and trans people attack non-binary folk just because they don't identify with the binary. And also, nowadays there's even a quote-unquote way to look non-binary, even though being non-binary has no rules. This heavily affects our mental health because we are being told that our gender and feelings are not even real. There's also the issue of biphobia and lesbophobia. Many people see bisexual people as people who are greedy, confused, or even cheaters, which is very far from the truth. When bisexual people get into straight relationships, many of us just erase the fact that they're bisexual. Just because a person is in a straight relationship, it doesn't mean that makes them straight. It just means that they love a person that's the opposite sex. Now let's talk about lesbophobia. Lesbians get told many times that we are just confused and that if we find the right man, we'll be straight again, which will probably never happen. This can cause for us lesbians to force ourselves to like a guy, which is called compet, and it's not healthy at all, or to just hate ourselves a lot. There's also the issue that straight men think that woman kissing woman is hot and that's for them, when in actual, there's many reasons why we do that, and woman kissing woman shouldn't just be because a man told them to and because we just want to be with a man. It's not even true that we all do it for a man. We do it for our own reasons. And it also fetishizes us lesbians and people that are just love women. It sucks a lot. Another issue is trans people not being allowed to get things to help with their health and not being allowed to go to the military. For some reason, people decided to not let trans folks do or get certain things because their religion doesn't want them to. If your religion discriminates against other people's existence, is that even a good religion? And also, just because a person is trans, that doesn't make them any less human. We should be allowed to get help for our medical stuff, and we should be able to join the military if we want to. That it doesn't make us any different from anybody else. There's also the fact that people of color that are part of the LGBTQ community get discriminated against a lot because of their skin color. Many people ignore the fact that 2 black trans women threw the first brick at the Stonewall riots because they don't want to credit them because they're black. People of color are constantly getting pushed to the side and ignored even though they have done so much for our community. And the same with trans people. People of color that are trans aren't the backbone of our community, and they make us stronger every day, and they deserve a lot more credit than we give them. Now, let's talk about LGBTQ rights debate. Many of us have experienced at least one time 2 people arguing over LGBTQ plus rights in classrooms. Many times, people that are actually part of the community can't even join the argument because they're being pushed aside. And straight, cis people are always the ones arguing about it without even considering how we feel. It sucks because we are constantly being told that our rights are to be debated and that maybe our rights don't matter. Our right to exist shouldn't be in question, since we literally harm no one at all for being us. Even now, us LGBTQ people are not protected from discrimination under the law. people think that just because we are able to marry, you know, that it solved all of our problems. Just not the truth. Many people that are trans can't even go to the bathroom that they feel is for them and that they deserve to go to just because they were born with a certain body type that doesn't match up with their identity. And lesbians, as I've already said before, get discriminated because they just don't like men. And a lot of gay men get called sissies and the F word just because they are either feminine or because they just like men. Sorry. We also get kicked out of our own houses just because we love people that are the same as us or that we don't identify with the gender or the sex that we were born with. Which, in all honesty, isn't very nice. And we get shamed just because we were born different from the rest of the people. We get shamed because we love and accept others. Most of us are even lucky that our parents love us and let us live in their houses. The rest of people that are not that lucky get thrown out of their houses and are homeless, or they get hate crimed in the streets, which isn't really, they don't deserve that. They deserve to have a house with family that care about them. It sucks that we all get stressed out because we want to say how we feel and express that we are just a certain way that's not the quote-unquote norm. Hell, many of us have contemplated committing suicide. And some of us have actually gone through with it. Many studies have shown that LGBTQ teens have a higher risk of committing suicide. This shouldn't be happening. We should be able to live and experience what life is, just like how cis, straight, white men are allowed to. We don't need to be questioned about our own existence. We should be accepted, not denied. And even now, like, we have barely evolved that much when it comes to our rights. And it sucks that people deny our existence, even though there has been proof from, like, centuries ago that we exist. And even in animals, the same-sex couples exist. Like, when a straight couple can't care about their children, gay animals usually take care of the child and raise it as their own because the child has no home and because maybe the gay parents wanted to have children. But they couldn't because, you know, they're a same-sex relationship. And also, people that are non-conforming with the gender binary, we constantly get pushed aside, as I've already said. And we also get told that just because cis people don't understand how we feel, that we shouldn't express it. Which, in all honesty, just sucks a lot. There's also the thing that people that are neurodivergent or are disabled, they get discriminated a lot against a lot. Sorry for the whole chipping thing. But it sucks. And some neurodivergent people, and this has been proven over and over again, experience gender and sexuality different. That's why some of them use CNO genders and identify with neo pronouns. Which many of us in the trans community just hate them for that because we don't understand it. Just because we don't understand something doesn't mean that we can't respect it. We should respect everybody because they exist. We shouldn't just discriminate. I know this is a really heavy topic, so yeah. Well, I think that's all I really have to say for now. This is the end of the episode, I guess. I hope all of you have an amazing day and that all of you just accept the LGBTQ community since we matter too. And also, you all are beautiful beings and I love you all. Bye!